Great to have you with us. Thank you for joining us. And, of course, this coming week is an important week. Let me note, firstly, that as we speak, the S&P 500 stands at its highest level of all time, 2,500 in the S&P 500. 2,500 in the S&P 500. Let me congratulate all Money Talk listeners that have taken full advantage of this tremendous market run with a fully invested position in the stock portion of your portfolio, and you have reaped the rewards of that position. So congratulations to all Money Talk listeners who are in the catbird seat with what has happened in the stock market. 2,500 closing level in the S&P 500, that is an all-time historic record high. This coming week, the Federal Open Market Committee will convene. They'll have a two-day meeting. It'll be a sleepover event at the Federal Reserve Tuesday night. And on Wednesday, the Federal Open Market Committee will issue their statement as a result of the meeting, and they will also have a media conference hosted by Fed Chair Janet Yellen. Now, there are eight of these meetings over the course of a calendar year. And the purpose of these meetings is to determine the near-term direction of monetary policy. Now, how does the Federal Open Market Committee do this? Well, they evaluate what is going on in the economy in terms of economic growth. Is the economy growing too fast? Is it growing too slowly? Is it at risk of recession? Is it growing at a proper speed? And then they look at inflation. Is inflation getting up too high, too low? Is there a risk of deflation? These are the things that they talk about and they analyze. And then they take a vote. They take the vote on Wednesday, the second day of the meeting, and that vote determines the course of monetary policy until the next meeting. And that is the way it works. Now, one of the things they can do is they can take stimulative economic action. And the way they do that is by easing monetary policy. That could be rate reductions. That could be quantitative easing programs. They've done plenty of those in the past decade. Or they can take steps to slow down economic growth by increasing interest rates or quantitative tightening, which is something they plan to do going forward, where they start to take some of the trillions of dollars in treasuries and agencies on their balance sheet and they start to re-enter those. They sell them or they let them redeem and they cash out. And that removes that money from the balance sheet and puts those securities back into play for general market investment. And that's what this is all about. Now, there are seven governors of the Federal Reserve Board. When all of the seats are occupied, there are seven from the Federal Reserve Board that are governors. And then there are five Federal Reserve Bank presidents that rotate as members of the voting Federal Open Market Committee. Now, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York is always on the FOMC because that's an especially important designation. The other four seats for the Federal Reserve Bank presidents rotate on an annual basis. So that's the way the Federal Open Market Committee behaves during its meetings. Obviously, investors care a great deal about monetary policy because it's one of the most important things happening out there in terms of investment, in terms of the stock market, in terms of the bond market. And that is the reason that each and every time these meetings develop, which is approximately every 6 weeks, people pay a lot of attention to what is going on. Now, the media conferences are held on a quarterly basis in March, June, September, and December. That's when the media conferences are held. And during these conferences, we not only get statements and clarification commentary from the Fed chair, But in addition to that, there is a Q&A period. And the Q&A period that takes place during the media conferences provides members of the financial media to interject questions they may have. Now, the most important thing going on right now in terms of this upcoming meeting would be the low rate of inflation. Inflation remains below the Federal Reserve target, which is 2.0, 2% even. It remains below that target, especially with reference to the personal consumption expenditure indicator, which is the gauge that is most closely followed by Federal Open Market Committee members. And since it remains below 2%, I think it's reasonable for us to expect going forward that the Federal Reserve will be cautious at this September meeting about what they do with interest rates. Federal Reserve is very, very tuned in to what is happening with inflation. They want that target of 2%, but they don't want rapid inflation. They don't want escalating inflation above that level. And they also don't want deflation, because deflation is a disaster for the economy. So they're going to do everything in their power, in my opinion, everything in their power to get that inflation rate back toward 2%. And until they get to that level, I think they're going to take a cautious policy with reference to interest rate increases. So for all of these reasons, including the fact that third quarter gross domestic product growth is tracking at a relatively modest pace, part of this could be related to the storm situation in Texas and Florida that we have seen in recent weeks. But nonetheless, gross domestic product in the third quarter is tracking at a moderate pace. And as a consequence, we're not seeing any real acceleration in economic growth. And in the absence of acceleration of economic growth, once again, we would expect some caution. So for all of these reasons, in my opinion, you will not see an increase in the federal funds rate when the Federal Open Market Committee statement is published this coming Wednesday afternoon Eastern Time. My expectation is you will not see an increase in the federal funds rate at this upcoming get-together. My expectation is that the federal funds rate will remain where it is right now. And that is within a range of 1% to 1.25%. That's what I would expect to see. No change in the federal funds rate to be announced this coming Wednesday in the Fed statement. And certainly expect that we will continue to see that 1 to 1.25% range for federal funds at this meeting. Now, there are additional meetings planned. There is a meeting in early autumn, and there's also mid-autumn, and then there's a meeting in December. And certainly, depending on what happens with the economy between now and December, the door is open to the possibility that we could see some activity with reference to short-term interest rates when we get into that December meeting. But I would say that based on the way things stand right now, my expectation would be there will be no rate increase, no rate increase upcoming at the September meeting. I also do not expect a rate increase at the mid-autumn meeting, so that the next meeting that is on the table, from my point of view, in terms of rates, would be in December, and there's a lot of water to go under the bridge between now and December.